Good morning, everyone. I'm Michiru Saito. I'm a program manager of Devices Charm and Device Setup and Device Metadata Authoring Tool. Today, I'm going to explain how to create device metadata package with using Metadata Authoring Tool. You will learn update to the device metadata package from Windows 7 and prerequisite of authoring device metadata and how to use the metadata authoring tool. Before we are going to the metadata authoring, you have to make sure your machine is set up. You need to have Windows 8 release preview build and Visual Studio 11 Ultimate RC, Windows 8 WDK, and you have to make sure your PC is in a test mode. If you don't see the test mode string in the desktop, your PC is not in the test mode. So, let's make your PC into the test mode. To do that, open command prompt with administrator privilege and type bcdedit-set test signing on and enter. My PC is already in the test mode, so I don't hit enter, but please do that in your system. And reboot your system. Then your system will be in test mode. If you don't enable the test mode, the metadata package will not be installed correctly. Privileged information or DCA microstyle device app part will not work correctly. If those metadata package got signature from Microsoft hardware portal site, the system doesn't need to be in the test mode. But for the development, you don't want to submit the metadata package to Microsoft only for testing. Instead of that, you can just make your PC into test mode. Then your device metadata package doesn't need to have signature to test. Exercise one is prepare the target device. Gather information you will need. These are kind of apparent exercise. However, you have to make sure what kind of information you want to set to the devices and how many languages you want to support and what kind of hardware it is or model ID you want to use. And also you have to make sure your application information is in handy, like a package name, app ID, publisher. You might want to work with your ISV to get this information. And if you want to set an icon to your devices in devices and printers, you might want to set the device icon file. I mean, you might want to create the device icon file beforehand. Now you are ready to start device metadata authoring tool. Launch device metadata authoring tool. To do that, you open the Visual Studio and click driver menu and select device metadata. Then select authoring. If you don't see driver menu in the Visual Studio, please make sure you have installed WDK. If WDK is not installed correctly, the driver menu will not be displayed. This is the first UI of the Metadata Authoring Wizard. You have two options: create a new device metadata package and update existing device metadata package. Here, you got the important information, which is about Windows 7 device metadata package. This tool doesn't support editing device stage part in the device metadata package. If you want to create a device metadata package that supports both Windows 7 device stage and Windows 8 Metro style device app, you will create device stage metadata package by using Windows 7 tool like a device stage editing visual editor. Then you will update the metadata package by using this tool. In that case, you will select Update Existing Device Metadata Package and you select the Windows 7 metadata package. This tool doesn't change anything about device stage part. So once you go through this authoring tool to update the Windows 7 metadata package, you will get the metadata package that supports both device stage and Metro style device app. Today, you will create a new metadata package, so select Create New Device Metadata Package and click Next. Second UI is like this. You will select a language or multiple languages that you want to support. Today, you will just create English US metadata package as an example. So you select in US and select default as English. Locale default means if the system, I mean user system, is running Japanese UI and you didn't provide Japanese device metadata package. If you set no default, any metadata package will not be used to the system. However, if the English is the default metadata package, is the default locale, even for the Japanese UI system, the metadata package will be used. So, locale default means the metadata package of the language, like English in this case, will be used when the system, when you didn't create any language metadata package that is for the user system. And another selection in here is you have Windows 7 style metadata package and Windows 8 package. Windows 7 style means single locale per package. And Windows 8 package means multiple locales per package. In Windows 7, we supported only single locale metadata package, which means you had to create two metadata packages if you want to support two languages. In other words, you needed to create Japanese package and English package. If you want to create Japanese, if you want to support Japanese and English. In Windows 8, we support multiple local metadata package, which is one metadata package can have multiple language information. Our expectation is almost all users will use Windows 8 package, but some partners might still want to use single locale metadata package. First case is if you want to have two countries' languages in one product, you might still want to use a Windows 7 style metadata package. And another case is if you want to display each language's information in Windows 7, the devices and printers, you have to use single locale style. Device stage part supports multiple locale even in Windows 7. However, devices and printers support only one single locale metadata package. That's why if you want to show each language information in the each language UI in Windows 7, you have to use Windows 7 style device metadata package. Today, we'll create a Windows 8 package. So select Windows 8 package here and click Next. Here we'll choose an icon that you want to display in the devices and the printers. Today, we can just skip it and we can just use default UI icon. Description page. You will set model name and manufacturer name. Model number description you can set, but these values are optional. Click Next. You will select categories like health or display, whatever your devices are. Today I'll select a portable media player and select it as a primary category. For the multifunction printers, you might want to set scanner, printer, and fax, and also multifunction printer. In that case, primary category will be the printer or MFP. That's why we have the primary category setting UI in here. And click Next. Associations. You click here and you will set your device hardware ID. Today I'm just going to use a test hardware ID here, but you can get the hardware ID from the device manager or your IHV partner, and click OK. If you are going to use a model ID for the association, you can add a model ID here and click Next. This is the UI that you are going to set application information, such as package name, publisher, app ID. These informations are in the Visual Studio App Package Manifest. You can get the package name and the publisher from there. This part is called as Micro Style Device App, which is when your device is installed to the Windows 8 system, Windows is going to download your application automatically to identify the application. You need to set package name, publisher, and app ID. And this is a privileged application part. Privileged application means the application is allowed to access to the device. And if the device uses access custom driver, then you will set check. You will check this box also. Then click Next. An option. Windows information. Show device in disconnected state, which is even if the device is not connected to the system, you might want to display the device in the devices and printers. If it is such kind of case, you will check here. And you can set the autoplay values in here. I'm not going to explain the detail of the autoplay here because we have another session which can make. So please attend Ken's autoplay session to learn how to set the autoplay for devices. And click Next. This is the final page of the metadata authoring tool. You will check all values are set correctly or not, and you will make sure where you are going to save the metadata package. One important thing is, in Microsoft Portal Service, we are going to make sure the metadata package is defined in the application when the metadata package says an application should be downloaded automatically when the device is installed. For the cross-reference in the Microsoft web portal site, we are going to use Experience ID. So, metadata package will have this Experience ID. And also, the target application of the Micro Style Device app need to specify this Experience ID in the App Store manifest. So, you would get question from ISP, what is Experience ID they want to set? Then you will inform this Experience ID. You can see the Experience ID here. And you can set the copy packages to your system's local metadata store. If you just want to test the metadata package in your PC, you can just check it. Then if you click Finish, the metadata package will be installed to the test machine automatically. Then you click Finish. And you are done. This is a step how to create the device metadata package. And in the document, we have some information about how to debug the metadata package problems and How to create the submission package. It is already documented in here, so please refer to here. Thank you for the attention.